Good afternoon. Come over here. 97. What else?
Kurt Alston?
Here.
Tracy Coluccio?
Yes, here.
Bill Conger?
Here.
Michael Francis?
Here.
Robert Boltaway?
Here.
Janice Kovach?
Here.
Mimi Letts?
Here.
Paul Richko?
Here.
Jack Schreier?
Here.
Glenn Vetrano?
Present, here.
And James Fizzioli.
Thank you. This meeting has been advertised in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have before us the minutes of the meeting of August 19th. Have you all had an opportunity to read the minutes?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Alston?
Yes.
Councilmember Coluccio?
Yes.
Councilmember Conger?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway?
Yes.
Councilmember Kovach?
Yes.
Councilmember Letts?
Yes.
Councilmember Richko?
Yes.
Councilmember Vetrano?
Abstaining on the minutes.
Councilmember Fizzioli? Councilmember Schreier?
Yes. Thank you. This is a very auspicious meeting, in addition to it being the 97th, which somehow seemed to come up so quickly I didn't even remember what number it was. Auspicious because it has a significance that no previous meeting of the Highlands Council has ever had. And we're going to get to that in a very short time. Apart from that, I'm pleased that so many members are here, and I'm delighted to turn this over to the executive director who is fiddling with her documents for an EG's report.
Thank you very much, Chairman. It's going to be a very brief update today because we want to get to the matter of this meeting on the agenda. But just briefly for you, the plan conformance update is that we have now 61 petitions for plan conformance, 57 from municipalities and 5 from counties. 45 petitions, including 2 counties, have at this stage been deemed administratively complete and posted to the council's website. The council staff has reviewed 32 full petitions thus far and prepared the draft reports on those. Of those, 12 have been completed and sent to the petitioning municipality or county, as listed on the slide. Tewksbury Township, Clinton Town, Mount Holland Township, Morwood Township, Bethlehem Township, Glengardner Borough, Rockaway Township, Chester Township, Califon Borough, Leveland Borough, and of course, Byron Township, who are here today. And I'd like to single out Passaic County because they are the first of the counties to be in this grouping. And we particularly like to recognise the work of Kathleen Karen, their planner who's been working with our staff. The public can always watch and follow the plan conformance process through our website where we post all these documents and track the progress. This map shows you the up-to-date look at the preservation area shown in green for petitioning municipalities, and in yellow those in the planning area, remembering that many other municipalities continue to work with us under a notice of intent, but these are the petitioning ones. Added to this and different from your last meetings is the Municipality of Independence that has given us a petitioning resolution for the preservation area. The only other update I wanted to give you is just to let you know that for the TDR program, there has been an extension of the period of time for which applications can come in under the second round of hardship, and that is to October 7th. So if anybody is interested in applying for that program, I wanted them to know that that notice is available on the website and the application available through the HDC Interactive Mapping Island Development Credit. A quick update on plan performance grants, just to show you what we want to do is show you the number of modules that have been completed for which we have received invoices so that you can see the average amount being spent. In the case of Module 1, we have 63 municipalities that have submitted all their invoices. The base amount was $15,000. The average spent is about $13,509. For Module 2, we received 57 sets of invoices from municipalities. The base amount was $10,000. The average amount spent, $6,351. For Module 3, that would be fair share planning, the base amount was $7,500, and of the 41 municipalities that have submitted invoices, the average there has been $10,999, which is above the base amount. I don't think I have to go into why that is so. In the case of Module 4, it is the environmental resource inventory. That too has come in on average a little more than we had suggested, primarily due to a lot of meetings, extra meetings that have been held by municipalities. So $3,476 is the average amount for 48 municipalities. Module 5, the Highlands Master Plan element, also because of many meetings in the case of this one, the average is $5,851, so again above the base amount, the suggested amount. 42 municipalities in that case have submitted invoices. 39 have submitted for Module 6, which is the Land Use Ordinance. The average to date on that is $3,938, the suggested amount $5,000. For the actual petition itself, Module 7, $8,000 is the suggested amount. 34 sets of invoices have come in for a total average of $6,202. So if you look at the base amount of $50,000, which was the total for all modules, it's coming in around $50,326 is the average. So we just wanted to update you on that. That's all I was going to do for the ED's report today, Chair.
Thank you, Arlene. Any questions, comments this time? If not, I will move to the significant business. We have before us a public hearing and the consideration of a resolution for plan conformance, a petition for plan conformance submitted by Byron Township, Sussex County. This will be a voting matter. We will accept public comment as well. Of course, it's a public hearing, so we'll hear from anybody. Is there a motion on this resolution?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Before we get into any further depth on this, I would like to read a letter that the Highlands Council, that I received actually, addressed to the Highlands Council from John Weingart. Some of you may remember John Weingart. John Weingart wrote, "Dear Jack, my congratulations to you and the Council on the vote you have scheduled this week to certify Byron Township as being in conformance with the Highlands Regional Master Plan. It is a significant endorsement of the vision behind the Highlands Act that a municipality has chosen to use the regional plan to protect and plan for both its planning area and its preservation area. Moreover, that the Council is working with Byron to designate a center where economic development with appropriate environmental protections will result." I think that's a very significant phrase as well. "Coupled with recent action by the Council and the Highlands Development Credit Bank to purchase development credits from several landowners, it is clear that the implementation phase of the Council's work is underway and off to what John terms an impressive start. It's gratifying to see the years of work by the Council, its staff, and the public who provided so much useful input, bearing fruit and providing tangible contributions to the long-term sustainability of this large and critical area. Jersey. Again, congratulations on this major accomplishment and milestone, sincerely, John Weingart." That's a wonderful foot on which to step forward in this particular hearing. And I thank John for that in absentia. A lot of what the Highlands Council has done up to this point should be credited to John Weingart. John chaired the meetings, and I know very well that the chairman of the meeting, Mayor, you know this too, chairman of the meeting and mayor essentially is to keep the meeting moving along and make sure that the public is heard appropriately and to get things accomplished. But it's the public and it's the staff who have the ability to make these things happen. The figurehead at the top sometimes holding the gavel, sometimes looking at it longingly, laying before it, ready to pounce whenever we want, is not as significant. So I thank everybody who's here today, and I thank everybody who was here in the past. We've come an awfully long way. This is September. We are 3 months away from the sixth anniversary of the first Highlands Council meeting, which was, as I recall, December 16th, 2004. We were all much younger then. Especially me. having done that, we have a motion and a second. Before we get into discussion on the motion before us, I would like to now recognize the mayor of Wyoming Township who's here. Mayor Moscovich?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to come up and sit in the chair and say a few words?
Just a few? Thank you, Jack. I appreciate the opportunity. If it's okay with you guys, I'd like to just read something that I think is very important to go over a little bit of the history that has kind of gone with this project. So if you would just indulge me for a little bit. Despite over a dozen years of local planning for our designated center, the depth of the data available through the Highlands Council Regional Master Plan gave us a much more detailed look at the township's resources, something that we could not have done on our own. After we decided to opt in, our in-house planner, Chris Helwig, who tragically succumbed to a brain tumor the day after the Highlands Council, gave the preliminary nod to our plans in mid-April. And Paul Gleitz, who's here today, Highland Rural Associates, spent a few months of intense collaboration with the Highlands Council staff. The result was a revised village center plan that meets both the town's needs for economic growth and affordable housing, and also satisfied requirements of the regional master plan. Without the thoughtful assistance of the Highlands Council staff, this would never have happened so quickly. So we thank you guys all for that. The end result is that we now have perhaps the most valuable piece of property along the Route 206 in Sussex County after available for development, while still protecting the sensitive environmental resources of the town. Had we not conformed to the regional master plan in the planning area portion of our town, renewal of our state-designated center would have been very difficult, if not impossible. We would have been required to meet many of the same water quality and wastewater standards as set by the DEP. The majority of our planned development would have been in the protection zone of the Highlands Regional Master Plan, and we would have faced a costly process of planning that may have resulted in a less desirable outcome. By choosing to redesignate our center through Highlands conformance, we received the staff assistance from the Highlands Council and were able to fund the entire process through Highlands grants. It's a win-win for everyone. So,
great, thank you, Mayor.
So thank you very much.
We have some members of your governing body here. Would you like to invite them or up and introduce them to us?
I sure would. We have, starting from your left, my right, we have Doris Flynn, who's our township clerk.
Hello.
Hi.
Joe Sabatini, who's our township manager. Mr. Tom Collins, who's our township attorney. We have Marie Raffay, who's a councilwoman. And we have Paul Gleitz, who is our, I guess he's our planner now. I guess. And then we have Scott Olson, who's one of our council members as well.
Great, thank you. What was the next item on our list to do before we got into some substantive matters on this? We're going to have a photograph of the mayor?
Not at this point, no. I think it would be better to wait until the action is taken by the council.
Okay. That makes sense. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to ask if the council will hold these questions until we've heard from the public about this for a time. Is that all right? Okay.
Would you like me to proceed then with the presentation?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Before I start the presentation, Chairman Schreier, I would like to ask if I might recognize the Highlands Council staff. We have a small but incredibly dedicated staff, and there isn't a member of this staff that hasn't been involved in this process, in the creation of the entire plan conformance or implementation process, and in particular in Byron. There isn't one of them that hasn't had an effect on this, what you're going to see today. And they've all worked incredibly hard and been very dedicated. Not all the staff are in the room, but I would ask those that are in the room, as I call their name, just to stand and be recognised. Tom Borden, Deputy Executive Director and Chief Counsel. Annette Tagliarini, Executive Assistant. Dan Van Abs, Senior Director of Planning and Science. Craig Garrison, Manager of Communications. Tracy Gelfstein, Staff Attorney. Mary Jude Hannock-Weiler, one of our professional planners. Is Mary Jude here?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't see her. Thank you. Kim Kaiser, another staff attorney. Roger Caron, the Director of Geographic Information Systems. Sabina Martina, our Administrative Assistant. Ranji Persaud, the Office and Human Resources Manager. Chris Ross, Senior Resource Management Specialist. Tom Tagliarini, the Manager of Information Systems. Judy Thornton, Principal Planner. Herb August, Manager of Grants Administration. And Chris Dennis, Principal Planner.
I'd like the council to recognize those people with applause as well. Yeah.
I would in particular today to like to really call out the work of Judy Thornton. Judy has led the conformance process. I probably could not calculate the hours she has spent in this office, way beyond the working hours in any given day. But in the case of Byron, she's also their liaison. We have for each municipality a specific person on the staff that coordinates everything. We have specialists on the staff for different areas of the conformance petition, but the liaison really pulls it all together and works with the professionals in that municipality to make sure everything works well. So I think it's fitting today that it's Judy that is the liaison as our plan conformance leader. And I personally thank her for everything she's done and all the labour.
Thank you.
Okay, moving into just the overview of the process for municipalities, we've just got a couple of slides to talk about. First is just we want to go back to the Highlands Act for why we're here today. The Highlands Act requires that municipalities and counties submit to the county, sorry, to the council, revisions to the municipal or county master plan and the development regulations in order to be deemed consistent with the regional master plan. After receiving and reviewing these revisions, the council shall approve, reject, or approve with conditions the revised plan and development regulations as it deems appropriate. That is the language from the Highlands Act, and it is why we are here today. Just to very quickly go through the petition decision process. After the municipality has gone through all the different modules that are required for basic plan conformance, a draft report is written by the Highlands Council staff. The documents up to that point have been posted on the website and are available. The documents, again, are reflections of the template documents that were done through the plan conformance process for all municipalities to consider. There is then a municipal response period when that draft report is done. It is shared with the municipality, and the municipality then has an opportunity to work with our staff to make any revisions or edits as necessary. Once that document is then finalised, it is put out for public comment. The final draft report is posted to the Highlands website along with a notice of public comment. And then there's a scheduled public hearing date. The final report is written at the conclusion of the public comment period. The council staff prepare that final report and they send it out to the Highlands Council, and then the Highlands Council at the hearing consider that final report. The final report is also posted to the website. The Highlands Council then evaluates the petition. Again, this is the generic way that this is going to be handled. The Highlands Council determines whether that petition for plan conformance conforms with the goals, requirements, and provisions of the Regional Master Plan and meets the requirements for basic plan conformance. There is a Highlands Implementation Plan and Schedule, which is viewed then and reviewed by the Highlands Council to make sure it's reasonable to ensure that the municipality continues to work toward full plan conformance. That schedule is subject to availability of plan performance grant funds and also for any elements models are provided to the municipality. The council will evaluate whether any provisions of the regional master plan should be waived as inappropriate to a specific petition. The council will delegate planning area exemption reviews to the municipalities and decide on the allocation of remaining funds under the existing plan performance grant and allocation of additional funds under the funds from the FY, the fiscal year 2011 grant fund. That concludes the generic presentation on the plan performance process, and we now move into Byram Township itself. These are a few of the photographs taken by Nathan McLean, who couldn't be here today because he's on vacation. One of our staff went up with Judy Thornton to Byram and took some pictures so that we could capture for the people today in the room some views of what Byram Township is, so that we all become more familiar with the township itself. You heard the mayor mentioned earlier, Christopher George Helwig, Chris Helwig. Chris was the Byram Township Planning Director. Those of us on the Highlands Council staff have the privilege of getting to know Chris, some of us even before the process with plan conformance with Byram, but certainly most of us through the process. I would like to ask the mayor to come up now and say a few words, because today is about plan conformance, about Byram, but it's also in large part about Chris.
I think just seeing Chris's picture up there is very emotional for us. Just the other day, some of us were talking about how we could include Chris on this special day for us, and well, you pretty much did it, Eileen, so thank you. Chris was our township planner, and in the summer of 2000, he was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor. And we lost Chris in April 16th of 2010. And one of the last times a lot of us saw Chris was right here in this room. And I think it's very fitting that we're back in this room here today celebrating something that he was an integral part of. His dedication to his profession, to his coworkers, to his family and friends will never be forgotten. Something I just want to mention in Chris's obituary that was very, that I will never forget. It said, given the heavy choice of curse the darkness or light a candle, he chose the lighter, the latter. And Chris's legacy will continue to light the way for many of us going forward. So finally, thank you very much for recognizing Chris. He'll be sorely missed.
Thank you, Mayor.
Mayor, the Highlands Council and the Highlands Council staff wanted to again commemorate today and to commemorate Chris by giving you a gift certificate to purchase a tree that you could plant in Byram Township in his memory. I want to just make it for the record clear that this was not purchased with taxpayer dollars, but is a donation from the Highlands Council and staff.
Thank you.
The gift certificate is to Colonel Smith's Homes.
Thank you very much. And just to let everybody know, Chris's birthday would be this coming up Monday, so this is very appropriate.
But to start off, we want to talk a little bit about Byram's location in the Highlands. Here in the map, you can see the region and you can see where Byram is. Here's a picture of Byram, or a map of Byram. You can see the green denotes the preservation area. It's a little difficult to see, but right in here, 1.4% approximately of the town is the planning area, and we'll be talking about that a lot today as the proposed centre. The language here is from the Byram Township Master Plan. It recognises that Byram Township, known as the Township of Lakes, is located in northwestern New Jersey in the southeast corner of Sussex County, nestled in the heart of the New Jersey Highlands. A little bit of information about the township. It was established in 1798. The population, as of 2008, 8,165. Land area, 21.7 square miles, 14,505 acres. Forested lands, and this is a very critical one if you look at this, about 75% of Byram is forested lands. preserved lands already. This goes to show you the kind of work that has been done in Byron. 30% of the town is already preserved. And lakes and ponds account for about 6% of the municipality. Some significant highland statistics. Preservation area lands, 98.4%. Planning area lands, 1.6%. There's a strange anomaly in Byron. If you look at the maps at the side of the room here on the other far side, you will notice there is what's known as Byron Island. There is a small portion of land that is not contiguous with Byron Township. I believe it's actually over in Hopatcong. We won't be dealing with that today because the land is entirely owned by the state of New Jersey, by DOT and DEP. But I just wanted to get that out of the way, so we're not going to concern ourselves with it today. Highlands open water protection in the municipality accounts for about 52% of the municipality. Lake management areas, about 30%. Severe steep slope areas, 40%. Forest resource areas, again, the forest, 98%. The special environmental zone. Now, the special environmental zone is that area that the Highlands Council was mandated to designate. It is the area where the Act says no development shall occur. So it's the most pristine lands and the most critical for protection for water resource reasons. And in the case of Byron Township, there's 19,000 acres region-wide that were designated special environmental zone. 5,170 of those acres are in Byron. So it shows you the quality of the land in Byron. Conservation priority areas, again, a dictate of the Highlands Act to designate these, is about 53% of the municipality. Largest lakes, Cranberry, Lackawanna, Mohawk, which is partly in Byron, mostly in Sparta, Waterloo, Cofferell, Wolf, Panther, and Forest. Major rivers and streams, the Musconetcong River and Lovers Run. They have a huge state park, Adamuchi Mountain State Park, 3,000 plus acres. There's some historic sites, we name a couple here, Waterloo Village, which I think most people are familiar with, and Morris Canal. And they have a theme park, the Wild West City. Some statistics about land use. This is very interesting to look at. Look at their developed lands. It comprises about 17% of the municipality. That's residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, and recreational lands. And then if you look at the undeveloped lands, you've got about 83% of the municipality. In our efforts to bring Byron to you, we would like to take you on a quick trip into Byron so that you really get to see what Byron Township looks like. We're flying down into there, and we'll fly over. This shows you Route 80 there going across. You can see the forested lands that are very characteristic of Byron. And that's French's Pond in the Boy Scout camp, where one of our staff has spent a lot of time as growing up as a young boy. Actually brought all of us there, too. And then it moves into Alamuchi Mountain State Park, that 3,000-plus acre area we spoke about. I think you get the picture of a very forested landscape with streets, a lot of trees, thank you, Mimi. You move here, you can see some scattered development around lake areas as you're moving into Cranberry Lake. Now you're going to see some green shaded area, that is special environmental zone. We just wanted you to see some of the enormity of that area, those most critical lands for protection. And then this is going to move down, and again you'll see some shading into the proposed center that you're considering today, which again is about 1.4% of the entire municipality. The center will start coming into view now. You'll see it here, the start of it here. And then you'll go down Route 206. This is the village center here, Route 206. These lands to be protected within the center.
and developed lands and infill development potential and redevelopment potential there. So this gives you again a view of the enormity of those special environmental zones and the proposed center here on Route 206. And now a quick look at the center, the proposed center. And this time we're going to take you for a quick fly up through Route 206 so that you can see the nature of the land, some opportunities here. I think there's already some work going on here. And you can see the developed area. So this is all coming up Route 206. And here you get into where Lover's Run is and where there will be what we term Highlands Environmental Resource Area lands. Still coming up Route 206. The potential here is the village centre that you spent a lot of time looking at, particularly back in April. All of this area would be, if you vote accordingly today, would be designated as their centre and offer opportunities for that new development in the village centre and opportunities for redevelopment and infill development elsewhere. Again, pulling back out to show you a look at the centre in terms of the size of this municipality. And just to look back in time at what Byram has done. Byram is not new to planning. They have been ahead of the game, very advanced. They have taken care of their municipality. They've taken care of preserving their municipality. So we look at some of what they have done over the years. They have maintained an up-to-date comprehensive master plan, including all of its mandatory elements and numerous optional elements. They have a history of proactive engagement in community planning and conservation initiatives. They had a state planning commission approved center which expired in May 2010. Smart growth plan, form-based code, low impact development report. That work will form the basis of some of the work they're going to be doing in their center. Trail and bikeway planning, bicycle and pedestrian feasibility studies. The Lover's Run Greenway project, looking at preserving and maintaining their stream corridor protection plan. And best management practices there to improve water quality. Preliminary groundwater and aquifer assessment, a well ordinance. Lakefront redevelopment plan, water quality management. A septic system maintenance ordinance. Forest stewardship plan. And stormwater management and pollution prevention plans. A lot of work, and if we've missed some, I apologize. We're going to look now, here's the region, and these next few maps will show you some of the ordinance maps that were prepared for Byram Township. You can see here their crest, the Township of Lakes. This shows you the protection zone and the existing community zones. You see it here. The planning area is called out. It's a little difficult to see. The zones within the planning area will, and that proposed centre, if approved by the council, would change under a centre ordinance. This is a little clearer look at that map. Here you see the lakes, you see the protection zone, and again you see that planning area, proposed centre for you today, and some of the existing community. This is density mapping for forest resources, so where forests exist, and it really goes to show you what you've seen in those movies when you've seen the nature of the forested landscape of Byram Township. But this doesn't mean that every single area has forest, but it's where forest exists in this forest density mapping. It's critical for protection. You see in this the lake management areas and the lakes and the streams and the wetlands and highlands open water buffers. These maps are necessary for the land use ordinance. That's what they were prepared for. You see riparian areas here. Again, the lakes, and you can see low, moderate, and high riparian integrity. This, again, another very telling map shows the severely constrained slopes in the darkest color, moderately constrained, and constrained slopes in Byram. This shows you vernal pools, significant natural areas where you have plant communities and critical wildlife areas. prime groundwater recharge areas, shown here in the purple, wellhead protection areas, and any karst topography, limestone areas. This shows you the special environmental zones. We focused on those during the movies. This is under our scenic resources. We were required to do this again under the Act, but we recognized areas such as here, in this case, it's the Alamuchi Mountain State Park. And historic properties are also shown on this, marked on this, New Jersey Historic, but that's outside of the area. This shows you infrastructure. So you can see public community water systems are shown here in the blue. And here you can see domestic sewage. And where you see the pink, there's very limited areas of it. It's where both are present. So that's where infrastructure is present. This also looks at deficit areas, if they exist, or what the net water availability is. In the case of the proposed center, the capacity exists both in the water systems and in the sewer to supply that center. This is our required mapping for the preserved lands, and then high priority for conservation and moderate priority for conservation. A look back at their petition. They provided their petition on December 8th of 2009. They were deemed administratively complete in February, and as are the protocols, within 10 days those petitions are then posted to the Highlands website site. That occurred on the 14th of February. In May, their draft consistency report, May 28th, was sent to the municipality, and the final draft report was then posted to the Highlands website on September 1st. The public comment period started on September 2nd, ended September 16th. We received no comments. 17th of September, it was posted to the website, and today, the 23rd, is the public hearing. They have supplied all the required module submittals. Those are modules 1 through 7. And the optional submittal in the case of Byron was the request for a Highlands Village Centre designation. Going through the different modules, the first modules are the build-out report, modules 1 and 2. They completed that. The report is dated July 2009, was posted on the website September 22nd, 2009. The staff finding for regional master plan consistency is that that is consistent. Module number 3 is their housing plan. You are not required to, and neither do you have the authority, to actually approve their plan, but you have to approve that it is consistent with the regional master plan. They have given us the information on their fair share obligation and on their housing plan. The staff have reviewed that, and they've reviewed each of the sites to make sure they're consistent with the regional master plan, and the finding is that they are consistent. Module 4, the environmental resource inventory, all applicable narrative portions were retained and all applicable exhibits were included, and the finding on that again is consistent.
So who's got my action for the try?
Module 5 is the Highlands Master Plan element, and the municipality did submit all materials for that, consistent with the goals, policies, and objectives in the Regional Master Plan and in their own Highlands Master Plan element. We should note in the case of the Master Plan element that revisions will be provided should the Council approve the centre today, that then those revisions will be provided. We will work with the municipality, and that will come back to the Highlands Council. But just to let you know that that work has yet to be done. Other than that, the finding was, and including that, the finding was that they were consistent. The same is true of the Land Use Ordinance, which is Module 6. All required elements have been provided and adhered to in terms of consistency with the Regional Master Plan. But again, they are to provide revisions for Highlands Council approval to incorporate those regulatory provisions that would be applicable to the Highlands Village Centre. Again, the finding for Module 6 is consistent. All elements of the petition under Module 7 have been submitted. The resolutions, one for the preservation area and a second one for the planning area, were submitted and complete. Their self-assessment report, accurate and complete. All their planning documents that were requested were submitted to the Highlands Council. And the Highlands Implementation Plan and Schedule was revised by the municipality to incorporate, working with the Highlands Council staff, to incorporate all applicable steps with the Highlands Village Centre. So the staff finding, again, was consistent. Let's talk a little bit about the centre designation. They proposed 1.4% of the municipality as a Highlands Centre. This was discussed in public at the council meeting in April. It's a 197-acre area, and it would consist approximately of the centre development redevelopment area of about 141.4 acres. That includes the village centre, which was that village core area that you looked at, the opportunity really there for new development. And the Highlands Environmental Resource Sites comprise about 55 acres of the centre. Here is the original proposal that you looked at back in April. That has been revised slightly, and you can see the changes here and up here. Staff reviewed that and saw that there were no net loss of resources, and in fact that the planning to develop here is more consistent with infrastructure and capacity, availability, and in particular access to the site. And up here, this was to be not developed and protected. It is some of it is disturbed, and the plans are into the future to restore that. Now, with the one more change that I do want to bring to everybody's attention, it's a change from what was on the website. Was initially back in April when we looked at this, there was one large lot, and it was noted that it was the back portion of that lot that would be protected. Now, with the new parcelized data from the state, we actually have that subdivided out. So I want to draw your attention to this piece, which was previously colored green. There is an existing house on this site. It's a 2.6 acre site. It stays in the center. It is a developed site. The back portion of it, which is wooded, is protected. So I just want to draw your attention to that. It's 2.6 acres. A little look at the centre area. These are all pictures of Byrum. There's a Route 206 streetscape improvement programme, street lighting, street tree planting, sidewalks, pedestrian crosswalks. These are features of their proposal for their centre. This is from a planning document from Byrum. Architectural design standards would be used in their new centre. Again, Lover's Run, which runs through the centre, protection and stream corridor restoration. There's a walking and bicycle trail component which would link historic sites and districts, Lovers Run Greenway, community facilities, village central retail and residential areas. Their village centre would be mixed use and is their core development area. A quick look at that, it would incorporate village green and civic spaces, commercial space, apartments, over retail, townhomes and 2 to 4 family homes and single family homes. It includes 26 low to moderate income units, a mix of rental and for sale, deed restricted to address affordable housing obligation. Sewer service would be by Musconetcon Sewage Authority. They have a contractual agreement for 40,000 gallons per day. And the development, Byron wants to comply with form-based code, those architectural design standards I mentioned, and low impact development guidelines. Their goal is actually LEED certification. The compact design of their centre and the core development area allows for the further preservation of roughly 25 to 27 contiguous acres of high integrity forest, prime groundwater recharge area and critical habitat. Back in April we showed you the reconfiguration of the centre so that this would be contiguous to or other open areas. All immediately adjacent to Lovers Run on the south and surrounding Highlands open water buffers, and again this was the special environmental zone that would be contiguous to that, so the developed portion was really put adjacent to already developed areas. In recognition of the May 2010 expiration of Byron State Plan Centre designation, 10 years of sound local planning and community support, sewer contracts and COA needs, the Highlands Centre designation request was evaluated in support of full plan conformance for the municipality. There was a review of the Highlands resources, surrounding land uses, supporting documents and discussions with the municipal officials and its professionals, and that resulted in a consensus-based plan that both supported resource protection, is within their carrying capacity analysis, meets local housing, civic and economic development needs. The process resulted in the conceptual form-based code zone map for the village entire planning area land was studied and shown as developable, redevelopable and resource protection areas known as those Highlands Environmental Resource Sites. I want to just draw your attention to the fact as well that we did include in the site concepts the approved DOT Department of Transportation project area, steep slope areas, Highlands open water buffers, Lovers Run, all of these were included. And the designs were to maximize the contiguous areas of Highlands resources and again put development adjacent to already developed areas. This then is the resulting map with that correction I spoke of earlier, the 2.6 acres here. And here is what you will see, and this is the village core area. And it's to have 8 units of two-family residential, 30 units of single-family, 24 units of townhouse residential, 68 apartments, commercial retail of about 90,550 square feet, and civic uses of approximately 39,640 square feet, and a park. The Highlands Council staff recommendation to the Council is to approve Byram's petition with conditions. The proposed conditions are the required adoption of the ordinance petitioning for planning area, that's a requirement of the Highlands Act. The adoption of an interim checklist ordinance in order to protect the area while they go through the planning that's required for changes to their land use ordinance and that centre ordinance, a checklist ordinance will be put in place to protect the area and make sure that any planning is consistent with what Byram has envisioned for this area. The adoption of the completed final environmental resource inventory, the development Highlands Council approval and adoption of the final Highlands Council element and land use ordinance. Adoption of the updated zoning map, compliance with the Fair Housing Act, that's co-certification. And then there's the long-term planning. And we just wanted to call these, and note that it says update, development and implementation of, because in the case of Byram, they have done some of this work, but we want to make sure that everything is consistent. The wastewater management plan, which we will be pleased to work with Byram to make sure that that is recognizes the centre. Water use and conservation management plan. Phase one would be the village centre, that's where we'd like them to focus first, and then the municipal wide. Remembering again, these are all contingent and conditioned upon a model being provided by the Highlands Council and funding being available as per the Highlands Act. Stream corridor protection and restoration plan, forest stewardship plan, noting that they're already out ahead on that as well. Lake restoration management plan, they've done much work in that area too. Habitat conservation and management plan, land preservation and stewardship program. Again, we've seen a lot of work from Byron in that area. And finally, and again, it has to be recognized, the septic system management maintenance plan, which is required under the DEP wastewater management rules. But again, Byron have that an ordinance in place. So those are the conditions, and that is the recommendation of the Highlands Council staff to the Highlands Council.
Thank you, Eileen. Any questions on the presentation? Members? Thank you. The resolution before us, I just want to note, it's one of the longest resolutions that we've considered. You've obviously looked at it. There are about 40 whereases in this resolution. Before you get to the now, therefore, in addition, under the further resolve. We have a member who is on the phone who really has to leave pretty soon, so I don't want to hurry anybody on this. And I do want the public hearing to be thorough and complete, but I just want to call that to your attention, and if you could keep your comments and questions to a minimum, that would be helpful. What would I hear from the public? Yes, sir. Introduce yourself, please.
Welcome, Microsoft.
Jim Kelsey.
Just a quick question. Jim Kelsey, Independence Township. I missed how many acres of this town center are in preservation versus planning, or is it all in planning area?
Well,
Chair.
What was the question?
The town center environment.
Town center.
What is the split between planning and preservation, or is it all in planning?
I think the town center is all in the planning area.
That's correct. Right.
That's what I didn't understand.
Yes, sir.
David Shope, I have a farm in the preservation area. I have not heard any comments or any notation or any concern for the large landowners in Byram Township. I don't know how they feel about this because nobody said anything. I have a suspicion, but I think you should seek out comments from the larger landowners in Byram to see what they think of this whole thing. But as it's proposed now, Byram Township has made a whole bunch of people rich, or potentially rich, that is to say people in the town center designation, and it would be a perfect opportunity for an attempt to transfer wealth from those who have been burned by this act, and have those who are going to profit from it pay part of the bill. Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes.
Helen Heinrich, New Jersey Farm Bureau. Congratulations to everybody. It certainly is a magnificent result after many years of effort that I've been following through the state planning process as well as this one. I just have one question that I don't see anything in the presentation considering TDR. And since that is one of our most important equity tools, I'm sure it probably came up in the planning, and there are probably reasons why it couldn't happen, but we'd certainly like to know what those are. And maybe I can get some information later. But I think that should be part of every one of these, where it's appropriate, because we desperately need receiving areas to use those credits.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Monique Purcell, New Jersey Department of Agriculture. Just wanted to say congratulations to Eileen and Tom, the staff, the council, and Byram for being the first township to be in conformance with the Highlands Master Plan. It's very refreshing to see a plan that actually is doing what it's meant to do, which was plan and protect. But we're talking about economic development, we're talking about growth areas, we're talking about redevelopment areas, and also preservation areas. So congratulations. I think it's a wonderful start. And I just wanted to say that you also had this all crying in the beginning. Hopefully that won't be the standard of crying about your planner, which I'm very sorry about. But so these are really emotional meetings. So anyhow, congratulations to all. And actually, I wanted to thank Eileen for keeping the right to farm ordinance, even though there's not much agriculture, just in case there will be in the future. We know that land use is protected. Thanks.
Any other comments, plus or minus?
Thank you. My name is Dave Pfeiffer. I'm Highlands Project Director for the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions, and I'm here to speak in favor of the petition and to tell a short story. The interesting thing about changes in the world is how did the change come? And Eileen well documented the history of involvement with planning in Byram Township. And I want to particularly thank the Environmental Commission and the Planning Board of Byram Township for being steadfast in their advocacy for the environment over at least a decade, and considerably more if you talk to certain people. So I think it's very important for the council to understand that these things don't grow just like magic mushrooms in the forest, that planning and integrating planning to make something actually happen on the ground is something that only happens with nurturing and education of the people involved in local government. So you have given them the tools that they didn't have to finish the job, but to their credit, they found great planners in Hiron Gruhl, and they had a great planner in-house who I knew well too. So all in all, what we have here is a best case scenario, and I hope we can show it as a model of how the Highlands RMP can be used to protect as well as plan, and get away from this notion that it's wholly a push-down process. I think it's very important that the town recognize form-based planning. I think that's a very good technique. And more importantly, something rediscovered from the past in planning in New Jersey, the use of the official map that lays down where the streets will be, how wide they'll be, instead of letting the town be formed by numerous developers over a long period of time. So a very simple old technique, rediscovered in Byron. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I'd like to congratulate you for putting together the group here inside that can do this kind of work, because it's not easy. I was involved with Bud Chapuzian back in the mid-1970s when we tried to figure out how to do this, and we couldn't. Congratulations. Congratulations to the staff, and congratulations to the people of Byron. Thank you.
Thank you.
Julia Summers, Executive Director of New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I just want to add my voice to the chorus of praise. This has been, I'm sure, sometimes a frustrating and too often exciting experience, but it's a wonderful result. I know that when you got no comments, that must have made you a little nervous, but every politician around here knows no comments is a good thing. It may be the only time that happens, but congratulations to everybody, and the New Jersey Highlands Coalition definitely supports this petition.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. Corey Piasecki with Regional Plan Association. Centers are places that provide housing, jobs, education, shopping, and recreation in close proximity, and their benefits are plentiful, including forming a strong sense of community that can deliver the largest number of and greatest diversity of people, providing for efficient use of land, energy, infrastructure, and other resources that then provide critical benefits to the region's economy and environment, reducing dependency on the automobile, and as a network with other regional centers, they provide a permanent organizing framework for the future of growth. While RPA cannot specifically endorse the plan for the Township of Byram for conformance, given that we have not been thoroughly involved with the review process, we do fully support the general center's oriented intent of village center designation included in the plan. If approved, it could incentivize compact mixed-use development in the center while allowing for natural resource protection throughout the municipality and capture some or all of the benefits described above. Such an approach should be encouraged throughout the Highlands region as a way to engage both advocates for development and conservation to meet the needs of a growing region while protecting the natural resources on which its residents rely. Thank you. Congratulations to the council.
Absolutely not right endorsement. That's as close as we're going to get.
Chairman Glenn Petrano.
Yes, Glenn.
Is there going to be much longer, because I my time is running near here, and I do want to be able to cast a vote.
Glenn, I think we may have one or two other speakers, and then we're going to get to a vote.
Okay.
I see one more member in the audience. Yes, sir. Come on.
Good afternoon. My name is Mike Stabile. We're the landowners of that particular piece of property that's been designated by the by Byram as the village center. And we didn't realize that there was a comment period that we had missed, because we would like this opportunity to make one brief comment. And that is that we're really not in favor of the plan that's been articulated unilaterally on our behalf. So it's short and sweet, but that's our position.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Frank Banish, and I'll make this very quick. I realize that we have a little bit of time here. I think it's important to notice that today really represents a turning point, and I'm not sure that that's how everybody will wake up and realize it tomorrow. But it's a turning point in a couple of different ways. Before, we had a state plan. Centers were things that developed 100 or 150 or 50 years ago, but they weren't the way we were developing anymore. I think Byram recognized that there's a lot of hard work that goes into this process and a lot of money that has to get spent to do a really good job, and they did all of that. And they did it in the face of changing rules, right? They watched the rules. The Highlands Council showed up in the middle of the process almost, to a certain extent, in their planning process. I think when we look at what's happened now, we look at the role that the State Development and Redevelopment Plan has played in setting the stage for better, smarter growth. And then we look at what the Highlands Council has done to prove that we can actually have a plan that both provides for growth, conservation, and preservation all in the same plan, all in the same towns. I think everybody involved in this process deserves a lot of credit. And I would like to extend that. Congratulations. I'd also like to say it's no accident that Eileen Swan has been involved in all these smart growth efforts. Particularly during the periods when any of them were being successful.
I see no one else who wishes to speak. I'll just take some final comments from the council.
Mr. Chair, before you do, I just wanted to, I won't read them because of our members on the phone. We did receive letters of support and commendation in some cases from the Department of Transportation, the Pinelands Commission, New Jersey Highlands Coalition, New Jersey Future, and finally a letter that commended the council for the collaboration and recognition of working with Byram, and that's from the League of Municipalities. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just make some fast comments. I just want to say that I know only too well the effort that it takes to put plans like this together and then to get agreement from the municipality, so I want to commend Byron for a job well done. And also I want to say that I think that what this application demonstrates is that there's been a lot of comment ever since the Highlands Act was passed that it was against development, economic development, against the economic interests of the people who live in the Highlands area. And I think that this shows that it is not against economic development. Rather, it's in favor of economic development that's done in a way that's compatible with preserving the environment and our water supply. So, job well done on by everybody.
I appreciate the time constraints, but I did want to pose a couple questions quickly. I'm certainly very interested in how your master plan is sustaining economic activity, not just in the planning area, in the village center designation, but what about the businesses that are located outside of that area, such as Wild West City and the quarry? Can somebody address that just momentarily? Are they conforming uses? Are they non-conforming uses? Do they have the ability to expand?
The quarry is a non-conforming use and is an exempt property under the Highlands Act. 90% of previous gravel. Wild West City is an existing use that's permitted to continue in the preservation area of the Highlands statute.
And if they chose to expand and put up a building?
They would have the issues of the Highlands Act itself with preservation. So they have to deal with exemptions or rules. But that's not as a result of this plan.
Understood. Transportation, any plans to connect the Village Center to the Lackawanna Cutoff that I know goes through your town, or to the Metcalf train station, park and rides, anything of that nature? I know you're going to have some new housing in that proposed...
The DOT with their with the road that they have expanding through Byron right now has made more bus friendly. Where they actually come off the roads and they have a bus stop. So in that case, it's benefit us. But as far as the Lackawanna Cutoff, the potential area for the train station now is not too far away. But we don't know if that's actually going to stay where it's proposed right now or not. So. But part of the trails we have, that's a big part of connecting all of it together. It's a bike trail, the walking trails.
Right. Thank you.
If you want, I can hold my comments for a week.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. Anyone else needs to be heard now? Okay, thank you. May we have a roll call on the resolution, please?
Councilmember Alstead?
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio?
Yes.
Councilmember Cogger?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember Haltaway?
Yes.
Councilmember Kovach?
Yes.
Councilmember Letts?
Yes.
Councilmember Richko?
Yes.
Councilmember Vetrano?
It gives me great pleasure to vote yes from Delaware County, Ohio, as a resident of Sussex. I want to thank all that have made this possible. And as the old adage says, all good things are worth waiting for. My vote is yes, and I'm signing off.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Councilmember Fizzioli? Councilmember Schreier?
Yes. Thank you all very much. That's truly wonderful. I spoke to our photograph.
Do you want to first hear the comments from the council members that held them until the...
Oh, yeah, sure.
She's
good. I have to tell you,
and in public, that things like this don't happen by accident. Being involved with land use for the past 20 years or so in our municipality, I've learned that you have plans, you have legislation, you have all this stuff, but it doesn't happen without good leadership and dedication. And that's a great credit, and I'd like to acknowledge Byron Township for your continuing effort, and also the Highland. I tell you, if we would have this conversation 5 years ago, or you would tell me we would have this, I'd tell you you're nuts. And so Eileen had the pride of her staff to introduce them publicly, and I would challenge most other state agencies to do that, and people stand up and look at their faces. And so Eileen and Tom Borden deserve a lot of credit. Because they give that, but it's the leadership. It all comes down to the leadership. And good planning is good planning is good planning. And that's what we're about, and I think this is a perfect example of that, and really a perfect model of that, that I would encourage other municipalities to take a look. Maybe your circumstances change, but the model and the principles are the same. And as Mimi said, with this council encourages the diversity of the regional master. I've taken the time to read it. And so when you read the goals and objectives of it, they make sense, and it's how you apply them. And so sometimes there's minor adjustments, and sometimes that requires a lot of effort, as you can see here. The stuff that I'm looking at here is really not a 10-minute job. This is years of stuff. And so, and all the players deserve a lot of credit. And by the way, Mr. Chairman, there are 48 we're after, and three vehicles. So with that said, again, I really would like to acknowledge everyone involved.
It has been 6 years since the first meeting, and I have to say that there were times when I sat in these meetings and wondered if we would ever get to this point. So congratulations to Byram, congratulations to the staff, and congratulations to us, because this has been a long time coming.
Yes. That's long suffering.
Not suffering.
I just wanted to add that I don't think we could have had a better one to begin off with. And I really want to thank the people of Byram and your leaders as well. But I also know a lot of the people in Byram who worked on this came from the bottom and worked their way up in order to make it all happen, like Scott. So congratulations, and thank you to our staff. I greatly appreciate our staff and my fellow council members.
Boy, there's nothing left for me to say.
Carl, come on, Jack.
Yes, of course, go ahead.
Certainly is a day of congratulations, and congratulations, my congratulations to Byram. You have provided a model for other towns. I'm a former mayor of the largest township in the Highlands, and I know how difficult and how rewarding planning is. And also to the staff, this is not only a job well done, it's a job very well done. And mostly, congratulations to all of you that have been here for 6 years. And this has finally come about. I'm a new kid on the block. I've been on this council for 9 months. And it's a very happy day, I think, for the council, for the staff, for Byram, and for all of the Highlands region.
Talk a little about that.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Well, I think that this is very simple, really, and I think that several speakers put their finger right on it. This is a collaborative effort. And I think that's the hallmark of the Highlands Council, that we work with the municipalities, 88 municipalities under the umbrella of the New Jersey Highlands region. And Eileen and the staff and Tom and all of the planners, everybody who's here today, and everybody who worked here before and is no longer here. All were involved and understood from day one that we have to deal with the towns. And they worked hard to have, how many meetings have you had with municipalities and their planners? That will go on. That's going to continue. But Byram does set a very good example, a very high standard. It was not an easy application, not an easy petition, despite the fact of all the good planning that you had done in the past. This was a great thing for all of us, and so I thank you all for doing that, and I congratulate and commend you as well for whatever that's worth.
Worth a lot. Thank you.
At this point, we'd like to ask the mayor to come up and have take the official picture. Good. After which, the mayor will then bring up members of his governing body and staff. The second picture. Judy, we'd like to ask you, the liaison in each case, will also be asked to come forward. And remarkably, we have a certificate of readiness.
Those of you who can't see it,
she's
I'd like to read this.
Every once in a while, I'll see if I find
certificate.
Good afternoon, this is Jim Bizzioli checking in. I'm at the airport, finally.
Thanks, Jim. The meeting went very well, and the council voted unanimously to approve the petition.
A dollar late, a dollar short, huh?
But everybody deeply appreciates your calling in, especially Byram Township. Okay.
You can still hope.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'm glad it went well. Thank you.
The certificate notes at its head something that is often overlooked. This is the New Jersey Highlands Border Protection and Planning. Most people focus initially on the water protection, which of course is significant. And I think that's a driving force. That's what the U.S. Geological Survey called on the New Jersey Protection in 1906. But planning is a concomitant. It really has to go on the board. This is presented to the Honorable Jim Voskovich and members of the Byram Township Council in recognition of their successful petition for planning performance, achieving performance for the Highlands Regional Master Plan, designation of the first Highland City. Congratulations.
And so I don't know which works.
Mayor, would you like to bring up members of the panel at this time?
I'm going to hold this for you.
Come on, guys.
Tom,
go. Doris. You got to get a little tighter?
Yeah.
Can you get us?
I can get it.
Okay, sure.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, we're still in session, and there's an opportunity for public comments on any matter to bring before the Highlands. Anyone who would like to speak, please come up, sit down, put your water off your feet, introduce yourself, and come back.
This time I know your procedure.
It's okay.
Jim Kelsey, member of the Independence Township Land Use Board. Sitting back here, I realize I believe our governing body has been dealing with your staff. I don't think anyone from our township committee has ever addressed the whole council. That's why I'm here. I want to urge you to provide more oversight of your professional staff. I trust you're all familiar with the controversy between Independence Township and your staff. It has been exacerbated by the fact we, our elected officials, our professionals, our appointed officials, and our public have been repeatedly, and I must assume deliberately, misled. That's a polite way of saying we've been lied to repeatedly by Mrs. Swan, by Ms. Swan, and Mr. Gordon. As you may know, our township committee has filed preliminary papers towards the lawsuit against this council, which, frankly, I do not think will be productive for either the township or the council. But we do have on tape several public meetings where we have been misled about the purpose and consequences of applying for grant money. Our township committee recently voted to send in the letter of intent to comply in the preservation zone. But now there is some question as to whether we will be reimbursed for our professional fees in a timely manner, or again be held hostage to some rule or reinterpretation which no one had previously mentioned. To me, your staff has proceeded like a drug dealer, giving a kid free drugs to get him hooked, only to keep raising the price. A basic issue for Independence Township is a matter of public safety. I hope you all realize how poorly the blind to the line was drawn in Independence Township, as if the person drawing it were actually blind. Our swamp and mucklands, of which I personally own a sizable portion of Great Meadows, lands which, for all practical purpose, cannot be built on, were put in the planning zone. But our commercial corridors along Route 517 and Route 46 within the Hackettstown HMUA service area are in the no-build preservation zone, except for one side of Route 517 already built out. We've approved a small mall anchored by a bank and pharmacy on the preservation side of Route 517. As part of the plan, the developer will realign Bilby and Old Alamuchi roads and install a much-needed traffic light.
As it is now, the roads do not intersect together and there is no light, resulting in an unsafe traffic situation. This project would also bring in an estimated $200,000 per year in property taxes to our township and an estimated $2 million in sales taxes to the state. But we have received no assistance in addressing this situation from your staff. In fact, when our officials visited here to discuss the situation, they were treated rudely and left quite antagonized by your staff. This is no way to attempt to work together, and unless this is the council's policy and intention, I ask you to provide more oversight and guidance to your staff. If I have another minute, I'd like to explain a little more of what I mean. At three public meetings, I personally asked Ms. Swan and Mr. Borden what would be the consequence to accepting grant money to study opting into the planning area and complying in the preservation zone. If eventually the township decided to do neither, I was told three times that the only consequences would be continuation of the status quo, that any approvals we grant would be reviewed by council staff and be sent back not approved if not in compliance with Highlands regulations. Also, that we would not be able to apply for additional grants, which of course we wouldn't need anyway if we're not opting in or complying. At no point were we told that reimbursement for professional fees for work done would be an issue. Further, at a public meeting last winter, I asked Ms. Swan whether, if the township sends in the letter of intent to comply and continues to work on the modules, would the township be reimbursed for professional fees as presented and as our professionals have been led to believe, or would the township only be reimbursed after all the work has been completed, including our master plan and ordinances, which may end up costing more than the approved grant money? She gave a very long response without ever answering the question. I pose the same question to this council. We need your guidance and assurance, and we need you to be an advocate, not an opponent, to solving the public safety issue already mentioned. Will your staff work with us in good faith? Will reimbursement proceed as presented or be held up again? If the latter, our township committee needs to make some very hard budget decisions in the very near future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I don't normally speak when people make comments, and
we don't normally engage.
I understand that. I would beg your indulgence. Just please. You know, I've been an elected official probably 15 years now. Two bad kinds of elected officials. Those that are crooks and those that are victims. And you appear to be a victim.
Crooks and what? Victims?
Victims.
Okay.
And I can tell you, you made some pretty serious allegations about a member of the staff here as a state employee. You better be able to back it up, because I will get a copy of this, and I plan to send it to the ethics board. Because you, sir, should be held to a higher standard, and you're not. I've listened to lots of people in this room that were opposed to the Highlands, that have opposed to it and had what they believe their property values stolen, and every one of them has been, for the most part, reasonable, even in opposition. An independent statute has not been. And I can tell you that I can't stand what people pick on employees, because they usually don't have the guts to stand up and deal with people that are sitting in the front of the room.
That's why I'm here, trying to explain some of the opposition to this.
You called somebody a liar. I hope you can prove it.
Yeah, well, it's on the tapes.
Good.
Maybe we should proceed with the legal case.
It would be good.
Yeah, perhaps. We could solve it.
I want to thank you for your comments. They will be looked into.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
My name is Wayne Naidu. I am a resident of Independence Township, and I did not plan to speak today, but I am compelled to after Mr. Kelsey has made his accusations. I would like to just point out a few things. Number one, the site that they're talking about, the Liberty Square site, was never properly approved. It is planning to occupy an area that has karst geology and a sinkhole, of which I testified in front of their planning board many times. They simply ignored that fact, have not addressed it whatsoever. They are now complying to the request, the act of, and are submitting their petition. But in fact, they discuss openly in meetings where that is simply an attempt and not necessarily a requirement to follow through. You should know that. And I feel embarrassed that we have a member of our government here making accusations as they have. And I felt compelled to say those things. This particular project, by the way, the intersection that was a safety issue, and I don't believe it is a safety issue because it would be would end up being a red light coming down a blind hill. I think it's going to be more accidents with the light than without. That aside, this intersection was planned to be fixed, would have been fixed by now, but the township has actually held it back with the attempt of using this as leverage to gain the approval of having the shopping center where it is. It was planned by the county to be fixed without a realignment of the roads. Just wanted the council to know those. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I will provide to the council the PowerPoints that were used on both occasions that we had public meetings with Independence, so you can read them yourselves, and you can see the fact that in those PowerPoints, the mandatory nature of conformance in the preservation area is called out. I will also provide to you a letter we sent to Independence prior to a meeting that Tom and I attended with the mayor, the planning board chair, and a member of their staff. And that letter will show that we did say to them that if they gave that resolution, which they did, we will respond to it in good faith, unless the council tells me otherwise, that we would pay out on all work done. Once, of course, because we have to be diligent in how we handle grant funds, we receive the deliverables, the invoices will be paid out. And I've already instructed her, who is our grants manager, to do that as swiftly as possible, which is how we pay out on all grants in the Highlands Council. And finally, the issue of safety. We have advised the governing body of Independence that issue can be addressed directly as allowed for under the Highlands Act, that any issue pertaining to safety will be addressed. However, they wish to link it to the development of the shopping center, which is in the preservation area. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. Scott Olson, Byron Township Deputy Mayor. I want to thank all of you on behalf of the people of the township. I told Julia that I wouldn't tear up on you guys, so if I do, somebody slap me. It's been six years. it's been 6 long years for all of you and for myself as well, and I appreciate what Tracy said, that this has been something that I've moved up from a grassroots activist to actually becoming an elected official in town, and this is a huge day for me. But I am offended beyond words at what Mr. Kelsey just did here. And I think that upsets me more than the excitement I feel for what happened today. Byram Township has had a back and forth issue on whether or not we should opt in. There was quite a bit of discussion, as with every town. It's a very emotional issue. And I think that it all came to a head when we decided, you know what, let's go forward and conditionally opt in and discuss with the council staff and look at what can be done to bring our town into conformance and still be able to meet the needs of the town. And I cannot tell you how incredibly helpful the staff, Eileen and Tom, and everybody else here has been in this process. And if it hadn't been for those people, we would not be here today. And like I said, I am offended beyond words at what Mr. Kelsey just did. And I want to thank all of you for what you've done and the time you've put in. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Shaw.
David Schoaf. I have a farm in the preservation area. Well, until Jim Kelsey spoke, it was turning out to be Kafka-like. That's how I saw the proceeding. Everybody's patting everybody else on the back and saying, what a wonderful job you all did. The advantage to patting each other on the back is you don't get round-shouldered by patting yourself on the back. And that's really kind of what I saw today. And we have before us looming in the near future yet another round of TDR credits for you to consider based on, quote, hardship, with no definition ever offered as to what a hardship is, with no review as to the staff's determination as to why some qualify for a hardship and others don't. One member of the council asked about this and was advised by Mrs. Swan that it was too touchy and too sensitive to be discussed. To me, this is a recipe for favoritism. And unless there's an oversight as to this process, I will have to conclude with my cynical mind that it is favoritism. And I will have to conclude that the cynicism was heightened in my case by the shenanigans that led to the Highlands Act in the first place. I'm going to leave with you a letter that I wrote in May of 2004 to Senator Sweeney. It contains some ideas that you may want to consider. So I'll leave it with you. Incidentally, I've noticed that the submissions at the last Highlands Council meeting that I tendered was not included in the package today, as sometimes it is. And I have here the Stroud Report, which I won't bother you with because you can get it on the internet. The Stroud Report actually is a report done by the U.S. Department of Agriculture outside of Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, where they actually measure the results of various buffers around streams. And this information is being considered right now about the Chesapeake Bay, which is truly a troubled piece of water, no doubt about it. The buffers they're talking about, both in the Stroud report here and what they're talking about in proposals right now concerning the Chesapeake Bay, are buffers of 10 meters, 33 feet, not 300 feet. And also at the last meeting, the executive director mentioned that the vernal ponds would now include the drainage area. No discussion. None of you picked up on it. None of you said a word without even discussing what that means. What does that mean when you include the drainage area of a vernal pond in terms of acreage, in terms of further restrictions? Just as kind of an aside, let me show you how you can build on a steep slope. These buildings have been here for several hundred years. It's the Amalfi Coast of Italy. I have other here's one in the Alps. Steep, they build on steep slopes in other parts of the world like nothing. It is not beyond the reach of engineers. For you to think otherwise, you're just behind the times. It just goes to show you how behind the times you are. Except, as we all know, that's really not the reason. The reason for the Highlands Act was, another picture, simply to say, in this part of New Jersey, don't build. But you really can't say don't build, because then you get into legal trouble. So, want to build on a steep slope? How's that grab you? Again, the Alps. Want to build on a steep slope? No problem. But because you've essentially said, the Highlands Act has essentially said, don't build, you use all kinds of devious methods to accomplish that goal without actually saying it. Water deficit areas is another fraud. Stream buffers is another fraud. The frauds continue, and I'll leave it at that. Oh, except, are there any off-duty cops here today? Or are there any Chester Township cops today that are in plain clothes? Are there? Any Chester Township cops here today?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Schulman.
There was at the last time, at the last meeting. I have to wonder what you're afraid of.
Thank you.
What are you afraid of? You're welcome.
Yes, I.
Thanks for letting me speak here today. I'm a farmer. I'm Hank Klump. I'm a farmer in Tewksbury, and my concern is the, and I know it's been 6 years, as we all know, because our value has gone completely, our equity. But you know, Eileen and her staff has done such a fantastic job on everything. Now, I want to give her a project. That's possible. Okay. Now, my project is, and I got to put my glasses on, because all the property within the preservation district estimated at $15 billion and an $80 billion loss in the development and a $160 billion total impact on the economy in a Highland Preservation Area. What can we do to restore the monies that the people's or the landowners or the farmers have lost? And I don't mean through green acres or preservation, because there's a big difference. I mean, if you're talking 2 million to 12 million, what happens in between? I mean, there's a big loss for the farmers or the landowners. And I don't see that being addressed. The economics of this whole thing, there was no economic study ever done. I mean, you know, when something like this comes out, you have to have a way to pay for it. And I'd like to enlist your staff, and maybe you and Tom can get together there. I know I got you to go to COA and get your two together there anyway, because you kept coming up with two different things, both same state agencies. So maybe you can come up with something on this. Thanks very much. I appreciate that. And Scott, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
I see no one else wishing to speak this afternoon.
Mr. Chair, I do apologize for interrupting again, but as Council Member Richco pointed out, that Kathleen Karen attended the meeting, and we called her out at the beginning of the meeting to congratulate her for the work of Passaic County. So she arrived later, so we want to recognize her as the first person.
That's okay. That's a good reason. I did see her when she came in, and we did. We made eye contact. Thank you. I made what I thought was a joke at one time a few years ago. Those of you who have sat through Highlands Council meetings over the last 5 3/4 years would appreciate it that when I was speaking about the Highlands, wherever I was, many events, people would say, well, how do you do it? Don't you take an awful lot of heat on the Highlands? Don't people criticize you all the time? Doesn't it get tiresome to do that? And I shrugged it off, and I said, well, they're well-meaning people. They have issues. People have differences of opinion. They're entitled to it. But just to be on the safe side, I have started buying my clothes at Target. Not everybody got the joke. But I felt as if they were a bullseye on my back sometimes. I've gotten so, it feels like there's a pseudo armor underneath my jacket now, because I hear you and I hear everything that you say. And when we don't respond, it's not because we haven't heard you. We may agree with some of the comments, we may disagree with some of the comments, but we try to run these meetings in a way that the council accepts all of the comments that come in, good or bad, truthful or untruthful, and there's an awful lot of untruth spoken at these meetings, and misinformation espoused as truth, dressed up in the wrong clothing. But we understand what that means. We depend on the staff to come up with good information for us. If we have ever been misled by our staff, that staff member does not stay with us. And I'm happy to say that hasn't happened. We have never been misled. I've worked in a town, I was elected in a town where the administrator misled the governing body. And he did it once, and then he did it a second time. And I was urged to join those who wanted to get rid of that administrator. It had to be a supermajority vote at that time. And I resisted, and I stayed with him for a year until he did it one more time. And the third time for him was not a charm. It was the end. Because you can't trust the people work for you, to give you trustworthy information, you can't make good decisions. You can't stand by those decisions. And so as much as I was not happy with your comments, I certainly was not happy with Mr. Kelsey's comments, and I dispute them. It's not what my 6 years more, I mean, the task force, that was November of 2003, right, close to 7 years on that. Since we were appointed to the Homeless Task, I have never, ever found the staff to be misleading or misinforming. They have always been trustworthy. They have always been blunt, sometimes when bluntness was required. And, you know, if you can't take the truth, you don't belong to sit. You don't want to sit up here. It's just not good for them. So I agree with you.
I just would only make one comment. I hold elected officials to high. Somebody comes in, I hold elected officials to a higher level. They represent the people. They're supposed to stand up and say what's true. You can't hear me?
He's planning board, not elected.
No. I thought you said he was on
the... No, his wife was on the council.
Well, if someone represents the people in an official capacity, they have an obligation to be truthful. And if they're going to say things about people, they have to back it up. And we've been yelled at by lots of people for lots of things, but I can honestly tell you, and I think everybody here would agree, that even the people that are the most vociferous in their opposition to the Highlands have never attacked the staff as being liars. They've never said that kind of alignment. And it bothers me, because if you represent the constituency, if you're appointed by the people to do the people's work, you should be held at a higher level. Now, if it's true, fine. But, you know, you don't come in a public meeting and attack people. I'm very sorry for the outburst. I apologize to you.
You'll be properly chastised.
I got
you. So, anyone else want to mix it up here today? See no one?
Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
I'll accept that motion. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you all.